Hey, so I have a few points of context before we get into this. The first one being basically, what is this event? What is happening? So we have an activities forum in our server, and one of those activities is ran by one of our moderators, Hopin. It is called One Word Story, and we have had three stories. Basically, the rules were that one person could only say one word at a time. You had to wait before like two people to say a word. So we turn that into an event for the server, and Hopin is going to be reading those stories aloud. My other point of context is that when I recorded this, I didn't put Discord and my own microphone into a separate track because I added Discord as a new audio source, so I forgot to configure it. So because of that, I won't be able to cut myself out with me laughing, or I might be blowing my nose. I don't really know what's happening. I'm just going to upload the raw recording. So sorry for that inconvenience, I guess. That was an oversight on my part, but you can always join the Discord server and participate in the events live if you're interested.
Hello, chat. Hello, everyone.
Hi,
Hello,
everyone.
Hey, people are talking.
Chatters.
Hello. What's up, gamers?
That,
Gonna
that's
build
what
a
I said.
computer right now.
We're gonna give a couple of minutes just to make
Gamers.
sure everyone joins the call that would like to join the call or stage.
The sky?
And then we'll get started.
Ban that person.
Have fun building a
Okay.
computer,
On my
Rabby. That
way.
sounds fun.
Sorry, B. It was fun having you here, but Justin had a command. There we go. Oh,
Destroyed.
damn. Oh,
Are you going to do background music for the bedtime story? No, we're just going to listen to Hopin's beautiful voice. It's going to be ASMR.
yeah. I mean, we could. I don't know how.
I
I
don't
was gonna
know.
ask one of you guys if you could stream like a 24-hour footage of like a campfire.
That would be nice.
That would
That's better than my
absolutely be
suggestion.
awesome.
I was just gonna play the 10 hours of the random metal pipe sound effect.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that'd actually
Could
be
have that in
great.
there as well.
Mango was
Can
making me
you?
listen to 10 hours, but every once in a while it's interrupted by a Pikmin sound.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was great. It scared me because I forgot it was running.
Back to the Bone Riff is also a
That's how they
classic.
get you.
Whatever the fuck it goes.
Okay, yeah. People that are in here, you have until I finish this peach to get in here, and then we'll start.
Yes, that is the video, Ravi. Thank you.
Oh yeah.
All right, hold on.
Got a Blender thing
How do
running
I
in the
get it to
background on my
be?
laptop, and somehow it
Can
works
I
well enough to
just
watch this.
stream this
Let's
mini
just listen.
player? That would be ideal.
Are you doing the campfire bar?
Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah.
All right, thank you, whoever.
If you have Obsidian and don't want to like show your browser, I don't know.
Oh, I just do
Oh.
picture in picture. I should just
Wait, that's
be.
awesome. You can do that? It is just
If probably if I click this, it all fucks up, but let's not worry about that.
Good job.
Wait, if you play it, I want to hear it. Oh, it works. Oh, that's so
Oh,
sick.
that's great, actually.
Perfect. Perfect. All right.
I don't
Oh
know if
yeah,
it'll
that's
pick
just
up in the recording,
awesome.
but if it doesn't, I'll add it in post just to fit in the
Awesome. Okay.
immersion.
You could put in
I'll
like a
try not to.
Skyrim, like the doom doom
Just add Skyrim music in the background.
Just start layering way too much sound over
Oh
this.
yeah.
Oh, you're finally awake.
I'll make it a whole
Hey,
immersive
Bard.
experience.
Ravi wants to know
Yeah.
if that's the Mac UI.
It's not Mac UI. I'm on PC. It's just picture in picture on Firefox. I guess that's just what that looks like.
Oh, and
Oh
it even
yeah.
has like the crickets in the background. Oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
I
I
see.
specifically look one for night sky in the background because it's just like, yeah, you want that
Yeah,
bedtime,
cause
late in the night
All
campfire
right,
story.
everyone. All right, so
Is it time?
a fair warning in case you haven't already realized what we are doing here today. Welcome. We are listening to our one word story that we all made together as a community. We have three up that I start. So if I remember correctly, the first two were made, they were each given about a week. And then this last one we've given like three to go just to let it run. So the first two are pretty short, and then the third one's a little longer. But they are not very cohesive, nor have I actually read them yet. I believe Justin had to
I read all
Justin
of
did
them.
have to edit them to make them so that they did sound correct.
You're in for a
But
ride.
yeah, so I'm just gonna read these for you guys, and then let me just move my browsers around so I can get a better reading experience.
Yeah, we'll read after each story. We'll discuss thoughts with chat.
Yeah. All right. Are we all ready? Gather around, children, around the campfire, for I have
marshmallows.
Okay. Gather marshmallows. Yeah, 'cause I'm over the fire.
Pass them around. Is Jorn reading? No, Hopin is.
No, I'm not Jorn. Can't you see by my wonderful close up picture? All right. Story one. Somebody once told me the world was going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an ant on her mug. Well, the world is gone and I am left broken to pieces, dying, but is still awesome. So I walked to the saloon, and when I opened the box, there were shrimps with wings doing aerobatics. So I decided to eat the waffles and discard their corpses at the junkyard. When I hunger for corpses, I think about waffles and fries because they killed my shrimp and dog. Will Smith avenged my shrimp by licking the mailman while stabbing his grandmother in the neck. She died. Obviously. Since I killed my turtle shrimp. So then the government killed Will Smith. The Justin had a lemon named Stanley, which was yellow and fucking died, which was dead. Why does death happen? Well, death happens sometimes because of stupidity and sharks. Sharks with horns are cute and dead because I did not feed them. They died of starvation and God made the sharks explode and poop. Luckily, God is not dead and instead lives another day. Why do sharks keep going up the Mount Ebot and keep eating shrimps while chasing a burb through windows? Eating more children because of tax evasion? Then we killed Millip because Popipo died, or is dead. Why is Popipo dead? Because you killed him. Since is a very bad and rotten egg, who lemon... Chikoriga? I don't know how to say that
Ciceriga?
Word. Ciceriga?
It's Neil's last name. Neil Ciceriga?
Oh.
I don't know.
I know who that is. Ciceriga likes the moist bread toasty cheese. Anyways, Jeremy the fish died of lingua. Today at 9, I felt happy, but he died due to asthmatic. It was difficult, but his breathing stopped. It is saved. Kaboom.
Aw, yeah.
All right. That's the first story.
That was amazing.
That was a lot. I can't say, like, you guys will win any prizes. But yeah. That was a good first. That was a good first one. You ain't gonna. There's no gonna be. Yeah. There's no pull. There's no Hugo Awards or Edgar Awards for you guys. But
unfortunate. Why do we even participate?
I don't know.
Masterpiece that was crafted. Was there a coherent anything in this one?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite word or phrase?
I saw it was with my
Yes, Will Smith avenged my shrimp by licking the mailman.
By licking the mailman while stabbing my grandmother in the neck. She died, obviously.
That was constructed so well. Oh yeah.
That one's pretty good, yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, what are you guys thinking? The moral of the story is that Jeremy the fish was saved from Ligma. That's the moral of the story. Anything's possible.
It's an interesting, it's like a contradicting ending. It says Jeremy the Fish died of Ligma, but then it says
it was
breathing stopped, but it says it is saved. Does that mean Jeremy was saved, or was Jeremy causing a problem that is now saved because he's dead?
Well, as the author of the story, technically, I really think that it's more of a reader's interpretation on something like that,
Course. Yeah.
We really left it open. The collective hive mind really kept it open in the air.
You can just say that you can think of an ending.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
It's what authors always mean. When it's like, oh, it's ambiguous. Oh,
it is ambiguous.
They just couldn't figure out how to end it. Okay,
Are you trying to say that the hive mind are bad writers?
Yes.
All
right. That's great. I mean, you can say that, but
we have a critique.
I'm part of the hive mind. I wrote words in that story.
Which word did you write?
God, I think I might have thrown like the obviously or something close to that in there.
Obviously makes it pretty good. She died. Obviously.
Hold on, let me see.
I'll never forgive this community for turning my first word into All-Star.
That was so good.
That was pretty good. I like it that it got turned into the shape of an ant on her mug. Yeah.
Literally one misstep and it changed the entire everything.
A lot of death in this one. Sadly, there was so much death as a fact in this story, I think, that we had to add an extra rule to keep the death down.
Yeah. Well, there's like, I think, how many people were killed? The grandmother was killed. The turtle shrimp was killed. Will Smith died.
The shrimp and
times.
My dog.
Popeepo's dead. Mylop is dead. Jeremy's dead. Yeah, everyone just died in the first story. It was kind of
my shrimp and dog. Yeah.
Does Game of Thrones go to the doctor? Asks Crazy Alex. I don't think Jorn goes to the doctor. Did Jorn die in this one?
No, Jorn wasn't even. Was Jorn even in this one?
Was Jorn even mentioned?
I don't think Jorn was mentioned in this one.
This is devastating.
Yeah,
poor representation.
Yeah.
I lied. I didn't contribute. Obviously, I contributed.
You didn't walk into the multiverses.
Oh yeah. What was this story just that good?
That's fantastic.
You're like, why is Popeepo dead? No.
Gotta get your revenge on whoever.
You cannot let me hurt my friends.
That is awesome.
Okay. Do we want to move on to the next story?
Sure.
I'm not sure how much time we should give for just. Yeah. Any closing thoughts? Anyone? I don't know how much discussion we want to go between each story.
As I said, we should have a kill count for at least this one. No, like one of those kill videos where they go through a movie.
A kill count. Smart.
Okay. The first kill count. Ding, ding.
We have like I think 6 already or something.
So technically, the main character of this was dying, but they haven't died.
All the shards with horns died. Oh, God did not die, it says.
God is not dead. So awesome. First, I think about Walk Surprise because they killed my shrimp and dog, so the shrimp and dog died.
That's 2. Will Smith also died. He got killed by the government, I believe.
My grandmother died. She killed off my turtle shrimp. Because I had a shrimp, a dog, and a turtle shrimp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Will Smith died.
Yeah.
Stanley
died.
7, I think. Right?
Rip Stanley.
I'm at 6.
Popeepo's dead.
And the sharks are. It doesn't say how many sharks there are, so we'll just count that
undetermined.
As a collective.
Collectively, the sharks died, like, as a unit.
The species?
As a whole.
So.
Popeepo
and Milo.
And then Jeremy the Fish didn't die. It was a kill count of 7.
That one's hard to say.
Awesome.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be 8?
I feel like it's in the same as the sharks of like a kill count because
I see.
It's interpretive to the user, to the reader.
Of course.
Again.
Join hyperspace. We got shrimp dying with Ligma. Yeah, that's like the definition of this server, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh.
I think we can move on to Electric Boogaloo. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. This is a. And also, I think we are going to post these stories somewhere.
Yeah, I'm recording it. I think we haven't decided if we were going to make a topic. I think we could do that and then just lock it and then just post them all. Or maybe I could make this document public, because I honestly don't think the third story could be posted in one message. This is that third one is long.
That is a very long story. Okay, so
I could put it on Patreon.
I think this would probably be the best way. Yeah.
To put them in a few places.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
For sure.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here is story two, Electric Boogaloo. Once upon a time, a little cat ate a fish. Then I ate a cat. Today, the sun imploded, and we died. But not really. We just survived by the power of friendship and ate the entire sum of cake that is in the crate, which is not healthy. Next Thursday, we went to the local store to find the largest fish in the world. The result was a waste of money and fish. Yesterday, I decided summoning the god of potatoes. Is shrimp real? No. Anyways, why am I so smart? Because, wow. Just, I wanted to find peace. The peace is not real. But my cat is dead. Ah. But not. Haha! I haven't slept in 2 years! Gleep Ungsgar, is what I'm going to say is that name is, was sleeping in a cave close to the moss. The last sacrifice was walking towards your house. But fortunately, they ate food with 12-gauge chopsticks. Now, Joe had quite the gait. But he wasn't good at walking. This funny joke is no longer than 5 words goes quack. So he ran away. Afterwards, we got ice to put inside my water. Yummy! Now, I've passed the test of ignorance for entrance into your mum. We then sat down to share shrimp's milk with our best friend and colleague, Sir Crux-a-Lot. It was divine. Oh no.
You got this right.
I forgot this word was.
Do you want me to say it?
Let me give it a shot, and then you can probably say it better.
You got this.
Funo mono ultra microscopic ilokov microscopic ilokovolconocytosis.
You added a few stuff in there.
Do you want to say it better just for the sake of it?
It's like a pneumono ultra microscopic silicovolcaniconiosis.
Okay.
That's the longest word in the English dictionary.
Good to know. That word is scary because it's long. Very long. Ovals are not done yet. I must obliterate the shrimp hive as they eat my corn dogs. Bad days are returning. Famine and pestilence came because I forgot to close the grave with a glue stick. So, very carefully, a ghoul crawled into my ear. It was horrifyingly uncomfortable, disturbing, and feelings. Anyway, after the ghoul entered the United Nation of Earlobes, the bomb lies about sharks with legs.
Yes.
I think I said the last sentence wrong. I think it was their bombed lies about sharks with legs.
Oh.
But yeah.
How does that change the meaning?
I don't know. Well, it's like as soon as the ghoul entered the United Nations of Earlobes, it was immediately the bomb of lies about sharks with legs. What are you not telling us about the sharks with legs?
Oh, I don't think I can legally answer that question.
Ugh, typical.
You know, people make their own theories. I guess this is one of them. I kind of had no idea what happened.
It was a lot of nothing.
A lot of surrealist undertones.
I liked the 12-gauge
chopsticks. 12-gauge chopsticks and the super long word are the only thing that stuck with me.
12-gauge chopsticks is a great phrase.
Wasn't that you, Arnie?
Chopsticks is
I mean, I added the chopsticks. Yeah. Yes.
They were going a different route, and you're like, maybe let's not go there.
I also like the sentence, next Thursday, we went to the local store to find the largest fish in the world. The result was a waste of money and fish.
That was pretty good.
That was great. Like I was referring to something in the future and used past tense.
Yeah.
And just broke all conception of time. What is chat saying?
Dude, what was that word?
Yeah, what do you guys got to say about this?
So nice listening to this while wrapped in a blanket with some wind and rain outside. Yeah, is this a nice bedtime story? I know it's late for you, Rosie.
Yeah, it's even raining outside. It got a little gloomy and a little dark. It's only 5 o'clock for me.
Who
but,
made that word?
That word? Mono ultra microscopic silicone. Silicovulcaniconiosis? That's a super big word.
We're the first to a lung disease. Awesome.
Yes. The only reason I know that word is because Sadie Thrasher.
Chamacroscopic silicovul.
Are you the one that put it in there?
No.
Coniosis.
Wait, yeah, we should all try and say it.
At the same time, guys.
At the same time. Yeah, all at the same time. All over each other, right. So it just doesn't matter.
Calm down. That's that.
It's
let's go, guys.
I think
there we did that.
Go.
Yeah,
I think how you add psychosis.
Sorry, I didn't have the word in front of me, so I didn't participate.
if you kind of like take different parts from the three of
I'll
us together,
I'll put the word in chat for you guys. Want to try it at home?
There was probably a correct pronunciation of that in there somewhere.
Somewhere,
dude. You put Artman Oil on a win streak.
Starting to win
five games in a row. Let's go.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pneumonoltramicroscopy.
Oh,
my God.
It's just so good.
Insane.
It was such a banger character, too.
Researcher was like investigating was really just like what if I just name this the worst. I mean it is like a lung disease or something, so I guess it doesn't deserve a nice name, but
I don't actually think it's the longest word, but it's like one of the longest that is like used, and then there's one word that's like that Mr. Beast took like 10 hours to pronounce or something.
Oh, I mean, there's that name, the Welsh village that has.
There's also that Welsh village.
A good place. Yeah, it's like, I see it. It's like Tomatawa.
Also a protein. Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, the longest word in the English language is a chemical composition of a really big protein.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like 190,000 letters.
Yeah, I think that's the Mr. Beast word that he pronounced.
I want to recognize systemic name.
Did anyone
want to
find that?
Titin at 189,000 letter long. Titin,
what?
Protein full name.
Oh, it's 2 hours. Here's the Mr. Beast.
I want it written out somewhere. Come on. Longest
7 years ago.
It's 42 pages.
Yo, he looks so young. Yeah.
This is back when he just did a bunch of
Mr. Beast, right? He's only a couple years older than me, and that really, that sucks.
We're old.
That just sucks, right.
Let's see.
Guys, only.
I was trying to like find like a way to post it, but I can't find it.
I wish.
Whoa! You can't just expose him like that.
What?
I wish I was.
Oh, for context, Patreon listeners, Oil said, "Bart, are you
what
Mr. Beast?
What the fuck is the Mr. Oh. Beast thing? Here's $100,000?
I'm terrified for this next story. This is going to be a long listen.
It's yeah, like it's going to be a bit of
crazy long, but it is.
You guys, do you need a change of scenery?
Maybe.
Do you need some intense boss music?
Do I don't think it
changes.
Can we get
more ambience?
Yeah, can we get some Skyrim ambience?
Some Skyrim ambience?
Just like layered over it, or you know, will you change it to?
Let me see if I can find something and I'll send it to you.
No, but like, do you want the campfire to stay active or?
I mean the campfire would be it'd be nice to keep the campfire.
Okay. I don't know if this would come through then online as well.
I always wonder. Oh.
Oh, there it goes. Yes. Perfect.
That's so good.
It's Skyrim night music and ambience night 10 hours.
All right.
I feel that fit.
Wait, can you restart it so it starts when I sing when I start reading things?
Okay. Hold on. Gotta move this.
Yeah, I'm gonna disable it so like I can add it in post because I don't know if it's too quiet.
Sure.
All right.
Tell me when to start.
Are we ready for Return of the King?
Oh my god, yeah, no. Art or oil, I'll give you
You're gonna get
I'll give you all the power
hyperspace
right
cut.
So you can beat this Harley Quinn. All right. This is Story 3, Return of the King. Last time, we ate Jorn's soul. Anyways, this cheese? Help! My radio broke! It was on, but only one toast. Theatrical grandma got applauded for doing breakdance inside of a toaster. For many years, New York has been a great place until the end. What was your king doing on drugs? This isn't your time to waste on your stupid socio-political economic crisis, okay? Moving on. If I had money, I would never die in a fire. I would try to gain guts of a wizard. He was brave, but Fireball was stupid ouchy. Today, or 7 days ago, it would suck. So instead, I ate funny people who tasted abhorrent and funny. Can dolphins swim? No, they waltz until they can't caw. Then! A giant Jeremy ate shrimp's milk anger. Today, the pears exploded and killed your crimes against humanity. King Jack made me drink his favorite river in a bottle. It turned black and then fell deep into the eye of Sauron. I wondered, what the Sigma? As I plummeted into darkness, my old friend laughed in my face because he said nothing. Absolutely nothing. Seriously? Yes. On my first day of wizarding science, Harry Korka Oval was a genie that summoned me and Tom Tommy, the mid-magician. And I am a better stone. So I stoned the cup and marine force so they wouldn't run away from the rats. Anyways, I always go towards core strength because I love banging music, even at an unreasonable time. So my ADHD started to tell me about Gene's escape from prison with the other inmates. Gene's determination and active discrimination got some foxes kicked out of the caterpillars, but the caterpillars violently tore the wooden city apart. This monstrosity of man made the king fall. Now he returned. Palpatine, did not survive and revived Peter, Wanderer, in slow motion, kicked him into a nuclear warhead. Koob beans are very weird. After eating an entire Baybel, this cool Storm was a bean soup enjoyer. Yes, Storm was coming to the conclusion that they are extremely strong. Afterwards, they lifted an enormous onion and offered it a pube. What the fuck is that? Pensive cube is that? A pensive cube wasn't round. It was exploding a lot, though. Why did it become a cube pensive? I thought it was a storm, but then the pensive. Cold and slimy cuboid ate nothing but a soul consumed does not even dance. The storming night was super goofy because of my insanely well-engineered caterpillar. Why is Godzilla alive in my basement and kicking my food? Why? I didn't know when the Oval Court was open and how I became Godzilla wasn't irrelevant. But another story of Sacrifice Boy is wouldn't stop stopping the TF2 game, so I ate you in my home. Alas, the true cracker was a Miku gun which shot Miku bullets, which Miku fired at dinosaurs because they were very scary and egocentric. I thought the king ate nuclear soup with beans and gold sporks, with death on the platter of a small Jorn. Everyone was something to do in a final battle. Uranium killed big guy, but Mr. Lice didn't let him go unpunished. He ate his soul and exploded Skibbity Pigeon. King welcomed the thick oval to the throne because of some weird law that states ovals are held captive under a pineapple that was being handcuffed. In an electric bicycle, but there wasn't mushroom soup, so eggs worked on the alternative to water bombs. For 19 years, the Marching of Normandy android hell portal? We lived in a pineapple before? Or is Burb a suitable habitat for the Shrimpster? Or not? What? We were there when the Skibbity Revolution never existed because Justin Oval was killing Jorn. No. Why would he explode? If you take my water and leave, I will brutally hug. I won't say shit or tell Gorilla's band they are trash. Everyone hates hot dogs, except for the nuclear ones are not very good. But the taste was better than my ass and Ayas, and honestly. Pigeons are evil incarnate of Doom Guy and commit first degree burglary. Burglary. I fucked up that word, but yeah, that's the story. Burglary.
That was fantastic. And there was some great sentences.
Inspirational. Awe-inspiring.
I tried to say that as cohesively as possible, but I'm not sure if I said some of those words wrong, but I had to keep moving because there was there's no way that there were going to be like a correct way of saying that.
Honestly, probably no one noticed except me.
Feels like.
This is probably wrong. Like I might have dyslexia on top of this. So there was like, it was almost like a lovely waltz.
We love that.
I do have to say, Maicha, I think that's how you pronounce your name. I saw in the chat that you put that fucking tree gif with this music. I almost burst out laughing and I had to scroll up so I didn't see that staring at me while I was reading this story.
Oh, I see it now.
Oh that's my god, so that almost made me cry.
The tree gif. What I love about this one is this one, the different parts of the story dated themselves so well.
You could tell like what the hell was going on in the server at the time.
Yeah, a moment where Pensive Cube was introduced like three times and then just disappeared again.
And then Miku, I'm assuming, I don't
and then
I'm assuming that's when Numbskull came out. It's just so funny. There's some.
We have a Miku.
You kill Jorn in this story. Dude.
I can explain.
How?
Wait, what?
There was, you know.
How
some,
you? How could you do that?
There's some lore behind Jorn in that. He's not dead. He's fine. He's here, right, Jorn? Yeah. See.
Oh yeah, we can see him totally.
Yeah. Anyways, my favorite sentence is I have two favorite sentences. They're right after each other. There's a in an electric bicycle, but there wasn't mushroom soup, so eggs worked on the alternative to water bombs. Don't know what the fuck just happened. I think every word was just said.
Yeah.
The one right after that.
Yeah,
though,
you know what? That I
so great.
For 19 years.
For 19 years, the marching of Normandy Android Hell Portal.
Android Hell Portal.
Wow.
Afterwards, they lifted an enormous onion and offered it a pube. What the fuck is that? Pensive cube is that?
It's so good.
The story had the urge to, you know, give context to the reader.
Of course.
I feel like a changed man after that.
It truly did have three acts.
This is incredible.
Character development and everything.
Yeah, no, that was...
To think that it all started with All-Star.
It all started
with All-Star. It did start with All-Star.
I won't lie. I was kind of worried that you sick animals... We're going to make it so that first story was just going to turn into the entire lyrics to All Star. But luckily, that swiftly got taken control of.
It's just Ant got introduced and it got
I don't know if that's an offense or not, Oil.
Picture of Linus Tech Tips. I feel bad.
Oil got his blessing.
For anyone that's listening on the Patreon, I don't imagine there's going to be people that are listening on the Patreon that aren't in the Discord, but if there is, they're missing out on so much of the server lore.
True.
The pube.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole arc, I guess. It's very important in our time here.
But yeah.
It was lovely. Thank you.
That was awesome.
It's a shame I came in late.
You are forgiven. I feel like
we can
there's so much about this story that we could try and unpack. But I mean, I had to say what the Sigma and Skibbity Revolution during
that
was story.
So good. Wow. Skibbity Pigeon too.
Yeah, and Skibbity
Pigeon.
what the Sigma?
Wait,
what the trip?
Rosie was the pensive.
The oval
Rosie wrote all the pensives.
For fuck's sake! That's awesome. I had to say pensive so much. I didn't even realize what was going on. I was not here for the pensive shit. I was gone doing like personal shit. I don't have much backstory on that still.
Just you know, the pensive cube is all.
The pensive cube.
It just needed to happen.
Where's the
it's this
go.
Bad boy?
Pensive cube.
I do know what it is. I just
that's it. This is just pensive.
That's all
I
it
also
is.
Didn't watch
I literally
the
just went batshit crazy on a stream and put the pensive face on a cube and then turn it into a sticker in like 40 minutes.
I mean, I
didn't realize
that as well. Not quite pensive cube. I've made a rotating version of pensive.
The fact that this one is called Crunch Pube is hilarious.
And then there's LSD
pensive.
Cube.
Adjective. Deeply and or seriously thoughtful. Okay. I didn't know what pensive meant.
I just memorized the word because of the I use the emoji a lot and I type it out. Mango would know.
I use that emoji.
Sometimes
I didn't know it was
just
like,
type out the word.
I love that they're at wildly different speeds.
This is
I always used it.
Yes.
What?
Let's see if it I always used it, but I always just used it for like this.
Man, I'm sorry, Oil. I'm gonna have to ban you for that. That's not okay.
None of
that was okay.
Pensive
in the hyperspace, shrimping up my Sigma, and by Sigma, I mean my Skibbity.
God,
this is stuff that Oil will like unironically DM me. This is what our DMs look like.
What the fuck is that?
We're either talking about like Blender, Godot, it's some sort of art, or he'll send me something about that.
Amazing.
It's great. In the hyperspace, shrimping. Oh no, who sent that? No, okay. In the hyperspace, shrimping up my Sigma, and by my Sigma, I mean my Skibbity.
Skibbity.
That's so good. That's awesome.
What
a great story time.
Yeah. I was gonna ask. Wait, what is this?
Oh yeah.
In the morning. I need what the fuck?
I need him so bad, bro. Picture of Simon Petrikov. Who is that supposed to be sent to? I feel like I wasn't surprised when you sent that to
hey,
me.
Oil?
That's why
oil. Was... I get it. You don't have to explain it to me. I'll give you that reassurance. At least I get it.
Here's my pensive cube, pensive cube. It's artist rendition.
That's beautiful, Rosie.
I haven't watched the show, but I get it.
So I guess I have to. The only thing I have next to ask is,
more.
I mean, we kind of thought about like, what do you guys? Would you guys want any other stories narrated?
Hmm. Doing,
like, I mean,
are
like,
we doing
that was
like,
the, that
right
was
our one word story.
Are you saying you would do a dramatic reading of "I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream"?
I don't know what that is, but yes.
You know what?
Interesting.
Wait. Oh, we can Are we gonna do more dramatic readings? Readings? I guess
I can do. That's. What, I think that's what I was gonna say. Like, if you guys want dramatic readings, I can do random dramatic readings.
I think that would be fun. I love readings.
I can also
I'll
give
it. I'll help you do character.
Narrate the count. Narrate the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five. Shit, man. Read the rules. 1, 2.
That's pretty much the entire channel.
Yeah.
Or like, or you got a fucking, what is it?
B movie script.
Oh. What? That's in launchin.edu?
I've done that. I've
this
read
is just
the B movie script
file.
In a Discord call before.
Wait a second. This is from CS163 Intermediate Data Programming. Whatever professor out there is using B-Movie as an assignment, I applaud you.
I clicked on this
That's
link
awesome.
A little too fast.
No, me too. But it was oil, so I was like, yeah, sure, this will be fine.
Yeah,
no, I've done this before. I have, in a Discord call, read the entire B-Movie script out loud.
I don't think I could do that. It's a little too long.
A while.
I could have
a I got a something to read. Your
dramatic recreation of the B-Movie. Oh, yeah, read the chair Wikipedia.
The just chair
the entire thing.
Yeah,
of course.
Hopin, are you familiar with this meme?
Where am I? Am I getting sent stuff or what?
I can also give a dramatic reading if Hope is too weak for it.
Sure.
We could always have other dramatic reading events too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do want to. We will continue the one word story. The one word story is not ending with this. We're gonna make more.
Oh yes.
More themed ones if we can.
I like how you put Return of the King and the King theme like stayed throughout.
I did like that, yeah.
We should try titling things again and see how the themes carry out.
Yeah. I was gonna make sure that every single story had a name.
Yeah.
If that, I mean, I was just gonna do like I don't know, one word story for The Empire Strikes Back or something like that, but you know.
Oh yes. Mandor hand hook car door. Oh, yes. You should read this.
Yeah, no, there's a few things here that I've just gotten given. Let me read these, and then we'll see if they're okay.
I know mine's okay.
Yeah, this is Mandor hand hook car door.
I have never seen this, but I'll read it.
Please do.
It is hilarious.
Everyone sit back.
Man and girl go out to drive under moonlight. They stop at a side of the road. He turned to his girl and say, "Baby, I love you very much." "What is it, honey?" "Our car is broken down. I think the engine is broken. I'll walk and get some more fuel." "Okay, I'll stay here and look after our stereo." There have been a few news reports of stairs being stolen? Oh, stereos being stolen. I'm assuming that's what it's meant to say. Good idea.
Don't correct it. Read it verbatim.
Sorry. There's been a news report of stairs being stolen. Good idea. Keep the doors locked no matter what. I love you, sweetie. Or sweaty. So the guy left to get full for the car. After 2 hours, the girls say, "Where is my baby? He was supposed to be back by now." Then the girl hear a scratching sound and voice say, "Let me in." The girl doesn't do it, and then after a while, she goes to sleep. The next morning, she wakes up and finds her boyfriend still not there. She gets out to check, and man door, hand door, wait, then she gets out to check, and man door, hand hook car door.
I do have to say, I'm missing the dramatic part of that reading a little bit.
I'm sorry.
I just put it out there. Where's the drama?
If I knew the material, I would have been able to. Oil said it was perfect, so shut up.
Sorry.
It is perfect. It's funnier if you don't read it in advance. Certain.
I think it's way funnier if I don't know what I'm reading.
I love the struggle that was with it. You tried to correct it in your brain, but there's just no correct path.
That's how the one word story felt. That's why, like, at least for the one word story, I just kept pushing on. I was like, there's no fixing it. Just keep going.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was great.
So anyways, a chair is a type of seat typically designed for one person.
Oh no.
I'm not reading this entire fucking.
I will.
I'm just gonna find a random section here.
How long is it? Oh jeez, that's gonna take a while.
Your girlfriend's long. Beats it's in like... a pan ASMR.
Okay, I can speed run it, guys. Hold on. It'll take me like what, 20 minutes?
No, we don't need to double the length of the event.
Chair Wikipedia page speed reading, you know, why not?
No. Chair, hand hook, chair door.
Why wouldn't there be a Wikipedia article for chair?
There's a Wikipedia article for everything.
There's a Wikipedia article for basically everything important.
Consisting of one exactly. Or more legs, flat or slightly angled seat and backrest.
According,
maybe made of wood, metal, synthetic material.
We're just gonna all read three different scripts at once.
According to well-known laws of aviation, there is no way a bee should be able to fly.
Oh yes.
And let me pull up the entire B-movie script.
No, please. I think we're done reading.
Are we done? Are we done reading?
Otherwise, we're gonna devolve into chaos. And then we're all gonna be reading four different things at once.
True.
I mean, if you guys want an act, I can read one of my favorite bedtime stories. If you really wanted to get a bedtime story.
Oh, the final story.
Which one?
What is this bedtime story?
I if you guys trust me, I will start reading it, and then we'll go from there.
It's just House of Leaves.
Why do we need to trust you?
What? Because the House reveal of the story will make it more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Who said House of Leaves just now?
Let me just get the PDF document out.
How long is
this story?
Who said
House of Leaves just now? I swear I heard someone say House of Leaves. It's
a child story.
Is it this PDF that I'm about to paste in chat?
I don't know.
PDF.
I'm going insane.
It was
someone said House of Leaves.
I said
Bjorksky. I couldn't hear him.
Wait, this is the best PDF ever. I want to read this one.
Chicken.
Gotta watch out. There's a CCC somewhere in there.
Oh no.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. Completely distracted. It's one of my favorite PDFs of
chicken
all time.
Three,
no, that's pretty great.
Four.
I'm gonna save that. Thank you. I'm gonna put that in the other section of my bookmarks I have on my computer.
This deserves a place on my website somewhere.
This is incredible.
That's just pie. Someone said it's an interesting story, and that's just pie.
Pie is very interesting.
3.141.
It's actually titled Pies.
What?
It's titled pies.txt. There's multiple pie in this file, I bet.
How many pieces?
No, why is it all in one line?
It's a TXT.
I said 52 kilobytes.
For fun.
It's a lot. All right. It's a lot of pies. All right, yes. Narrate your story.
Do we want to get this? We'll get this one last story out.
And whoa, I think that's a lot of decimals and pie.
Yes.
And then we'll wrap up.
Does the music still fit?
Oh, I don't know what the music is.
I don't
is
know.
Right
I
now.
Mean, so this is for like a kid's bedtime story. So this, we can
write
have
it down
this,
on
but
my notes.
Oh,
49:22.
We could. Oh, do you have like? Can you get like a? Can we get like a kid's like sleep?
Yoshi's
sound?
Island Lullaby.
Kids
yeah,
sleeping
Lee
sound.
Shark remix compilation.
That's what I'm typing in. Clicking.
I heard. Yeah, I heard something about Yoshi Island's Lullaby. I think that.
Yeah. Here's the link.
Oh.
Yes. You got this.
Sure.
Oh, this is perfect.
Attaboy.
Yeah, just have that silently in the background.
Silently.
Silently.
True immersion.
Yes. Silent background music.
Beautiful.
All right. Thank you all for the to coming to this final, to this entire thing, actually, all of you that stayed here to listen to me sing or read you a story that didn't really make sense, but here's a story that actually does make sense. Where the Wild Things Are. Story and Pictures by Maurice Sendak. Where the Wild Things Are. The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind. And another. His mother called him Wild Thing. And Max said, I'll eat you up. So he was sent to bed without eating anything. That very night in Max's room, a forest grew and grew and grew until his ceilings hung with vines and the walls became the world all around. And an ocean tumbled by with a private boat for Max, and he sailed off through the night and day, and in out of a week's and almost over a year, to where the wild things are. And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. Till Max said, be still, and tamed them with the magic trick of staring into all of their yellow eyes without blinking once. And they were frightened and called him the most wild thing of all, and made him king of the wild things. And now, cried Max, let the wild rumpus start. So they dance a little. Now stop, Max said, and sent the wild things off to bed without their supper. And Max, the king of all wild things, was lonely and wanted to be where someone loved him best of all. There, all around, from far away across the world, he smelled good things to eat. So he gave up being kings of where the wild things are. But the wild things cried, oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so. And Max said, no. The wild things roared their terrible roar, gnashed their terrible teeth, and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. But Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye and sailed back over a year and in and out of weeks and through a day and into the night of his very own room where he found his supper waiting for him. And it was still hot. The end.
Beautiful. Yay!
Beautiful. There thank you. I'm new. I was right to trust you.
Good night, kids. Sleep night. Sleep tight.
Good night, children. Night. Hope you all have a wonderful evening. Thank you for sharing it with me.
Don't let the bite bugs bite. They leave lumps.
All right.
House of Leaves next. Okay. I'll grab my copy of House of Leaves. where is it? I have a copy of House of Leaves. It's somewhere in this eclipse.
Quickly, scatter before he finds it.
Everyone run. Get out. Open just straight up left. All right.
All right, guys. No, guys. I mean, if anyone wants to hear me, I'll start reading out some leaves. I'll open a fucking...
Should you open your room just to read aloud? Actually.
You can actually,
if you want, you can open your room and just start reading it. However, we are ending this event here. I'm going to stop the recording. Goodbye, Patreon listeners.